call from Hire My Caregiver.
Hi, good morning, Stella.
Hi, Stella. My name is Gina. I'm calling because I would like to get some information on how your program works. I have an aunt that I take care of a lot, and so my other aunt suggested I go through an organization like this.
Got it. Sure. Are we done for sure? Assist you? In which county does your aunt reside in?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. So what we can do is we're going to need to sign up your aunt as the home health aide. Sorry, for care. Can you hold a second?
Right.
Actually, it's fine.
Sure, no problem.
It's fine. We'll need to just have her signed up under Medicaid. Does she have Medicaid?
I don't know.
You don't know. I can check it for you if you would like.
Well,
let's say if she has
what
Medicaid.
What do you need?
I'll just need her name and date of birth. Check it up.
Okay.
And if she does have Medicaid, or if she doesn't, we can sign her up for Medicaid. And then once she gets approval of hours, like Medicaid will evaluate her and see how many hours she can get approved. Once we have the approval, we're going to, in the meantime, sign you up as the caregiver. Like, you'll be a legal caregiver.
Okay.
And then you'll be able to work for her for that amount of hours and get paid.
Okay. Now, okay. And I guess, is Medicaid something, like, when she retired, she got... I know that there's...
Medicaid is an income-based program. It's for, like, low income.
Okay. I mean, she's 72, so she doesn't work. I don't know if that's different from, like, whatever Social Security is.
Let me check. Do you have me her first and last name and date of birth?
Yeah. Oh, shit. It's her year. I'll give you her first name is N-A-N, like Nancy,
okay.
Apple
okay.
Nancy, E-T-T-A, and
okay.
Omelia, O-M-E-L-I-A.
Okay.
Her birthday is, hold on 1 second, I'm going to ask my other aunt.
No problem.
It's June 30th. I just don't know the year. I know... I think, actually, she's 52.
I'm a year
1952.
Oh.
74. Oh, she's going to be 74 this year in June.
Oh, she's 73.
Yeah. So I think it's 52.
Yeah, it is. I don't think she should have Medicaid because it doesn't come up. Does she have any assets,
okay.
Like she owns a home? Or have
yeah.
any other assets? Does she have life insurance or?
No.
Okay, and how much does she make monthly, like from SSI or something?
She, I would have to ask. Probably only makes like, I would say under
$2,000. Under $2,000. So she might be eligible for Medicaid. We're not sure because she owns a home, it will depend.
Yeah,
and
if it doesn't affect anything with home, she won't do it.
Right, we won't do it as well. So that's why we'll need to check it, verify it, because it depends on a lot of things. And once you're ready to go forward, what I can do is I can assign a specialist to her case, and she's going to know everything. She's going to, like, know how to go forward. If we can do it, like if she can get Medicaid or not.
Now, can you do more than one person at a time?
Of course we can, but like not at the same time. Like you can work for two people. Like you can work, let's say,
right.
the morning with one with someone, and then at night with
right.
the other one, not overlapping.
Well, that's what I was thinking, because I can do her sister. Like I do her sister, but sometimes like I take them shopping together, or I do things with them together. But laundry and stuff here, I do in the morning, and I live with. The one aunt, I live on the second and third floor, and she lives on the first floor.
Got it.
And the other aunt doesn't live in this house, so she was the smart one and went into a retirement house. This one will not move no matter what I ask her. She
okay.
said, I will die in this house. I said, okay. Okay, I'll find out. I'll find out if she has, what insurance she has. But I know the other one does have Medicaid.
So do you want to sign her up, like, to start off?
I want to talk to her first, but yeah, I'll get all her information. I know her birthday, but I think it's 51. She's 75. So let me get all her information and make sure, because she's also a veteran, so I don't know if she does have Medicaid or she's going off the VA.
So it can go off the VA as well.
So let me talk to her, and then I will talk to my aunt upstairs, because, yeah, I don't know, like I said, I don't know what insurance she has, or I'm going to verify both of their incomes, too.
Okay, got it. Just give me a call back when you're ready, and we'll go forward then.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye.